With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Supreme Court heard arguments on how social media platforms moderate their content. The laws in question in Florida and Texas take aim at what they call bias against conservative viewpoints on the platforms. Tech industry lawyer Paul Clement.
Content moderation to me is just editorial discretion. It's a way to take all of the content that is potentially posted on the site, exercise editorial discretion in order to make it less offensive to users and advertisers.
Is it anything more than a euphemism for censorship?
The platforms claim to be platforms and not publishers. Authorities are responding to the home of Donald Trump Jr. after he received a letter with an unidentified white powder inside. Initial tests were inconclusive, but authorities don't think the powder is deadly. Also at SRNnews.com, another round of U.S. strikes against Houthi targets in the Middle East.
U.S. Central Command's released video of the fighter jets taking off from a U.S. aircraft carrier in the Red Sea, the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower. Military insiders say that targets like missiles, launchers, rockets, drones, and air defense systems were struck in several areas in Yemen. This is the fourth time the U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since last month, in response to a surge in attacks by Iranian-backed rebels on shipping traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, including last week's missile strike that set a cargo ship on fire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Major storm front is moving across the U.S., bringing snow to the west, the threat of fires to the plains, and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. It's the first of two storm systems that will hit the country this week. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says more than 43,000 people packed a sports venue in Mexico City this month, and over 4,000 of them accepted Christ during the event. Graham told the crowd, quote, "Religion cannot save you. Going to church cannot save you. Only God can save you. That will only happen if you come to faith in him through Jesus Christ." The popular evangelist is currently conducting a gospel tour of the American Southwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France has honored a Christian who survived one genocide to fight another. French President Emmanuel Macron has inducted World War II resistance fighter Misak Manchon into the country's Pantheon National Roll of Honor. He was a Christian who took refuge in France after surviving the massacre of Armenian Christians by the Ottoman Turks. He was executed by the Nazis in 1944. This is SRN News. The head of the Republican National Committee is stepping down.
Under pressure from national leadership, Ronna McDaniel, chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, says she will leave her post on March 8th. McDaniel has become a target of Donald Trump as the GOP presidential frontrunner moves towards an expected nomination and asserts control over the party. Trump says his preference for chair would be for North Carolina GOP chair Michael Whatley, a veteran focused in recent years on the prospect of voter fraud, and his daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, as committee co-chair. The RNC has a 168-member governing body that's expected to approve Trump's choices. McDaniel announced her decision in a statement Monday morning, saying she will allow the nominee to select a chair of their choosing, Jennifer King, Washington.
Vivek Ramaswamy was one of the first to call her out publicly and did so during a national debate. The 2024 presidential race heads to Michigan Tuesday. President Trump easily defeated Nikki Haley in her home state of South Carolina Saturday. SRNnews.com.